Thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, John. My name's John as well. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I thought he said your name was Jazz. Okay, go ahead.
Well, my full name is Jazwan John Hill.
Oh,
but everybody
oh,
calls
Jazwan.
Me John.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Well, you said it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jazwan. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. My name is Jazwan. You could call me Jazwan if you want. People usually call me John because they messed it up. But
I always call you John. That's actually John. John Juan is John in Spanish. I know that. So you actually your name is John. John actually.
It's Jaz. Well, it's spelled Jazwan is my first name. So
okay.
I'm a mulatto. I'm black and white. I'm half and half.
Okay.
Yeah, not Spanish.
No, I'm just saying that was just my Spanish name.
That's fine.
That's J-A-U-N. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, J-A-U-N. Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, hey, John. My name is John.
Continue with the program. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we were calling you because we had a position available for an exterminator in Richmond Heights and surrounding areas, and Google put you on the qualified candidates list for it. I know you were going over it with my representative, Joseph, but did you have any questions about the listing on the first page of Google or how it works?
Well, we don't know how it works, and we don't know what the price is going to be, so that's what
okay.
You need to know.
So let's start on square one. So if you were a customer, right, and let's say you saw a rat run across the floor, and you go, oh, no, and you pick up your phone and you type in exterminator. Or exterminator near me, right? So you could get a guy to call to come help you out. When you type that in, there's going to be a map that pops up on the first page of Google. And then there's three top recommended guys, three top recommended exterminators. Okay.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right now you'll see High Rock Pest Control, Cleveland Best Pest Control LLC. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, usually what's called Bed Bug Barbecue. I don't know if he pops up or not.
Yep, that's the next one. So we were notified we have a spot open, and that's why we're reaching out to you. We want to put Lewis Exterminator on the first page of the search results. I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Correct.
Okay. So your company's on the 304 Country Lane, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just trying to make sure I got the right business. Okay. Yeah. You already have a website. Okay. According to Google, 90% of searches start and stop right there on the first page. So that's why you want the spot, really. That's where most guys are going to end up making their buying decision.
Okay.
Okay. But as far as cost, everything we do, Lewis, it's month to month. So we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Normally, we charge $499 month-to-month for the placement. But because of this established business credit that my representative Joseph requested for you, I could actually reduce the rate by 50% if you come on board with us today. Could drop it down to just $249 month-to-month.
Yeah, like I had told him, that's nothing that I could start today because my business is slow right now. And I know that getting that, it's just not going to be instantaneously. I already know that. Nothing happens instantaneously.
Well, a lot of our clients are able to see results pretty quickly because with this package, we also do Facebook ads. And it only takes us like 2 to 3 days to get the Facebook ads up and running. But in order to feel the full effects of it, you're right. It's going to take, you know, a couple of weeks in order to feel the maximum effects of the campaign. The good thing is you already have a Google business profile and some reviews. So it's not like you're completely starting from scratch. And I know the second you're up there, you know, as far as worrying about when work's going to come in or things being slow, you know, that'll be a thing of the past because we're coming into the peak season here. The next like 6 to 8 months. Or when the traffic picks up the most for you guys.
Yeah, so this is called Splash. So
Local Splash. Local Splash.
Yeah, Local Splash.
We're that building right
somebody,
next
to Google. I heard.
Yeah, in Southern California.
Right, I'm just saying. Oh, let me just look up local splash. So how that's going to pop up? If I pop up, put in local splash.
It's two words. Yeah, local, like people in your area, then splash, like water.
Yeah, local. Yeah, S-P-L-A-S-H, yeah.
It'll say Fountain Valley, California.
Yeah.
It'll just pop up when you type in local splash. We got thousands of reviews online. That'll make you feel a lot better about who you're working with, too. Been in business for 21 years.
Local splash. Digital ad local splash.
Mm-hmm.
It just said bring it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Reviews. Services. Why?
They've been in business since 2004. I think that says a lot. We also do everything month to month. So all the businesses that you see on the first page, they're not binded to a contract. They're just going 30 days at a time. And I think that says a lot. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying to be on the first page of Google every month if they're not seeing good results.
Yeah, so hypothetically, so what website are you using?
What do you mean?
How do you
for your listing?
Yeah.
We would use your website, of course. LewisExterminating.org.
So how are you using that?
Well, we're gonna attach it.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a link on there on your Google Business profile. And we just attach it to the Google Business profile. And then what we're actually moving up to the first page is that Google Business profile. So they'll just have to click on that little globe that says website. It looks like a little picture of the earth. And if they click on that, it'll automatically navigate them to LewisExterminating.org for them to be able to review your site. It'll be right next to you.
Do you see the site?
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now.
Hold on. LewisExterminating.org.
It says you own that domain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a bullseye as the logo. There's a rat and a bee.
I'm about to pull it up just to have a look at it a while. LewisExterminating.
But it has a different phone number on there. It has a 2610380.
That's my bank. Yeah, that's my office number. What number are you calling for?
The 276-4646.
That's my sale.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what Google gave us.
I don't even know how Google gave you that because I don't even.
Well, Google has access to everything on the internet. They're a search engine, not so much a directory. So. Everything is on Google usually more so than Google being on them. They could pull from anything on their platform.
Yeah, I don't see how I got that's actually my cell phone, not my.
Okay. Yeah, we won't
that's
use
not
this
my
for your
actual
listing.
Office we'll, number. Not
okay. That'll just be for me to communicate with you then. The customers will only see the 2610380. I can fix that, make sure the cell phone's hidden everywhere. But the most important thing is making sure you're showing up in front of your customers, you know? And I think that's why you're slow right now, is like if your next door neighbor goes online and they look up anything, spiders, bed bugs, rats, rodents, ants, cockroaches, whatever the case may be, they're not going to be able to see Lewis Exterminator Co. anywhere. And so that's kind of the problem. They're getting recommended to a competing company in the area. If we get you up there, it immediately solves that problem. Not immediately, but immediately. You get what I'm saying? And then, customers will be able to find you, and that'll stop things from being slow, you know? But you could have, like, a $10,000 job next door. and if that's the case, you're going to lose it just because they don't even see you as an option to call.
Oh no, I understand what you're saying there. I mean, you got to get to the top where you won't get seen. I understand
right.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this, I'm looking at it, it has the 261-0380. That's the number that's on that website.
Yeah, on the website. That's right. Yeah. Only I have your cell phone. I was telling you the numbers were different because I was just trying to figure out what was going on there. But now I understand that we're on your cell phone and the advertised number should be the 0380 number.
Okay. So would you say your best is going butt to butt? So hypothetically, let me get your number, your information. And am I going to be talking to you?
John, yeah, I'll be your account lead. I'll be your account lead. So you'll have my direct number and extension. But I can only put you on the space when there's a spot open. So that's why we're calling you today, is because we have an opening in your category, in your business category.
Yeah, I understand.
And if we don't have that opening, I can't put you in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could always contact me directly. I'll be your account lead. But I'll have a team of guys helping me. I'm not going to be the only guy working. We have a team of guys that make sure it's working for you.
Yeah, because if it's not, then I'll have to do a thing at the bank to cut it off. Because I'll go month to month. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I mean, you won't have to go through the bank. If you're ever unhappy, you just let me know. I could discontinue it. We're not gonna keep charging you if you don't want to be on the first page of Google. You know. The easy fix. I'll just
Jazz John. That's what you're going by. And what's your contact number?
877.
Yeah.
635.
635. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6225. And then if you want to call me direct, 6225 is the last four digits. But if you want to call me directly, you got to press extension 544 after you dial. It'll prompt you. Otherwise, it'll just give you one of the customer service reps.
Yeah, extension 544, and that's called Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. And you could put Google Advertising in there, too, so that way you know it's for your Google listing and all your online profile. So what I got to do now is I got to create a Google business profile for you. I know you already have one, actually, but I'm just looking for changes to it here, okay? Because we're going to update this with Google.
Hold on.
Okay. Still with me, John?
All right.
Okay. So you're still at the 304 Country Lane, right?
Correct.
Okay. And just to confirm, the phone number for the business, 216-261-0380?
Correct.
Okay, and John Lewis is your last name?
Correct.
Okay. What's your business email address, John, where I could send the receipt and everything in writing?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, 304,
okay,
at SBC,
Global.net,
yeah.
Okay, got it. You go and update. Okay, and right now your hours of operation for the business are showing 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 to 9, yeah.
Monday through Saturday?
Correct.
Okay, and you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct.
Okay. I want to schedule an interview with you, John, where we could sit down and go over all the services you provide, because we can only list you for 15 of them at a time. And then we also want to go over the area that you cover, so that way we're bringing you qualified job opportunities from your placements. What do you think would be the best time to do an
interview? Oh, I don't think I do 15, but anyway, you tell me. Well, I'm here.
Well, we give you
I'm
up
here
to 15.
In the office right now.
You're in the office right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can have somebody with you between 12 and 1.
12. Can they do 12?
Eastern Standard.
Yeah, can they do 12? Because, if they do 1, I got a 2 o'clocker, and that's not going to work.
Okay, I could schedule it between 12 and 1 today. I'll try to get them off the phone before 1.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah, because I got to make that stop.
No, I understand. Like I said, it's usually only 30 minutes to get through the call, and it's all over the phone. I mean, they're not going to ask you anything you don't already know off the top of your head. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, do you do this? Do you not do this? It's pretty easy.
Correct.
Okay. All right, John. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
I have to do a credit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Depends on which one I use.
Okay. Well, I have to know for the receipt, because it is a business expense. You can actually write this off and you'll get it back.
Oh, it's going to be, hold on a minute. Let me look at the car, see which one I'm going to use.
Okay.
I had walked outside the office. Hold up a minute.
It's okay. I'm in no rush.
That was way down. Yeah, I tested them both. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. You got go to a deco. Cool. Okay. No problem. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, let me go here and see what card I had to...
Either way, I'm going to put the business name on it, on the invoice, so that way we can make sure you get it back at the end of the year when you do your taxes. It's a write-off for you.
Okay, hold on. Which one am I using here? Bank of America, then my name.
Okay, it doesn't say the business name on it at all? Lewis
Exterminating Company? Well, I got one. Hold on. You want the one that says Lewis Exterminating?
It's really up to you. I mean, either way, I'm going to make sure that you get it back when you do your taxes. I'm going to put the business name on the invoice, but it's up to you.
Well, it's paid. Okay. The Bank of America... It's paid with a business check, so
okay.
I will get the the write-off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I send a receipt and everything in writing, too, so you'll get it that way, too. You'll be fine. It's whatever you want to use, John.
Well, I'm just saying, I got one that specifically says Lewis Exterminating, but they got a lot of stuff, and I don't want to use that one.
Okay, we'll just use this one. If you ever want to change it, just give me a call. I already sent you you have my direct number and extension there.
Yeah, but it's talking about, so the invoice is going to come John Lewis or come Lewis Exterminator?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm ready the card number whenever
both.
You are.
Or is it going to come both?
It's going to have both on it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. The card number is 5524.
5524.
3388.
3388.
3544.
3544.
8895.
8895. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
02/30.
02/30. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
993.
993. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. Could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, John. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Lewis Exterminator Company.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
John Lewis Sr. Was going to be owner and manager.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And let me see here. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. That's how you get the best results, especially in your industry. And then,
well, they're calling me.
Yeah, they're calling you directly,
calling me,
live.
They're going to get me. I mean, they'll get me. I'm the one that answers the phone.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, then we shouldn't have any problems with the response time.
Nope.
Okay. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 26th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for what's called our Platinum Package. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but you're going to keep this discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you could discontinue or cancel.
That's $249 even. Go ahead.
$249 even on the dot. Yeah, there's no other charges.
Go ahead.
It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 26th day, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be getting some text messages here from our company. Let me know when they come through.
Hold on. Nothing hit yet. Now that sale that takes the text of that 0380, that don't take the text.
Oh, okay. Let me fix this. Yeah, I got to add your...
Because if you use...
It'll come through to your email, too.
Hold on. Let me look at my email. When I look at the website, it only has it, the 261-0380.
Yeah, yeah, but we're talking on a it should actually come to that. Okay, hold on. I got to actually do it on this cell phone so you could get the text messages, too. I just got to add it to the text field. But this isn't going to be for customers. This is just for us to communicate.
Correct.
On the cell phone.
Correct.
Okay, I got you.
Correct.
I got you. Give me 1 second. I got it.
And now, as far as if you put a, we call it, email up there into the site or however you're going to do it, then yeah, because I check my email every day. I mean, I check it 2 or 3 times a day.
Okay.
So let me check the email to see if it came through. Yeah, a bunch of stuff, local splash. Action needed, pictures needed. Okay, that's the whole thing, pictures, Jesus. Welcome splash, what local splash, initial invoice. Yeah, I see that. Accessor dashboard.
There's a one that'll say click here to accept the subscription terms, and you'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing.
Hold on here. Okay, you got, I clicked on the one say invoice. You got one say welcome to local splash.
Yeah.
Is that the one you want me to click?
Yeah, that's it. And I'll have everything in writing in there. And that's important because the price that I gave you is half of what we normally charge for our services. So in there, it's going to have in writing everything we're doing for you for that discounted price and that you keep that rate. It'll also say you can cancel anytime. You know, so it has a full breakdown of everything and then it'll ask you to sign off on it.
Okay, I'm trying to see where it says sign off unless that's verification. I'm still trying to see where you say sign off. Unless I got to go access dashboard. I don't see where it says sign off.
It should have a link in there. It'll say please click here to accept your subscription terms. If not, then we're on the wrong email.
Yeah, hold on. Well, you got 3 of them that came through, so it's not like shoot them with the last one. Let's see if this one. This was the first one. Click here. Okay. Prescription terms. Okay. All right. So I'm on that page.
There you go.
Now see that. Got my mobile phone. Okay. Mobile phone. Okay.
Yeah, I just updated the mobile phone.
Okay, so what I got to do, click, agrees, I certify, I acknowledge, I got to click that, or do I X that, or what?
Yeah, you just want to sign off on the bottom one that you agree that it's an automated payment, you're okay with text messages, that you actually authorize this, and it's not somebody pretending to be you, you know? So you just want to sign off on it for
confirm.
Security purposes.
Hold on, sign here. Hold on. Then say confirm signature, but the signature didn't pop up. I would type your name. Hold on.
If you're on the phone, you got to turn it sideways in order to sign it.
No. I'm online. I'm talking to you on the phone, but I'm on the website.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit.
Confirm signature. Huh?
Huh? The signal's cutting out a little bit. It's getting choppy.
Can you hear me now? Okay, so it did say welcome to local splash.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So there should be a link in there. If you click on that, it'll open up terms of experience, it'll say at the top. And I'll have everything in writing. And then once you sign off on the bottom of it, it'll automatically take you to the tracking system.
No, when I clicked on sign the signature, it took me to a thing saying username and password.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's your account dashboard and tracking system right there. We have an app that you could download, John. I highly recommend downloading the app. It's a lot easier to use if you just go to your app store.
So you want me to put in the username and the password?
No, yeah, you have a username and password in your text.
Which one do you say? I don't know. What do you say?
Okay, hold on one second. The username is your phone number?
The username is going to be the phone number. So that's going to be the 276 number or the 0380?
It's going to be the 0380 number.
That's okay. Hold on. 216. Yes. Hold on. Let me put it in.
Take your time.
216. 261.
Mm-hmm.
380. That's the username. Okay. Password. Password.
And then the password. Let me get it for you. Hold on one sec. Yeah, it's actually supposed to be texted to you, but I know your text I just updated. So it'll be in your email too, but I'm going to pull it up right now. Give me one second. I just got to go to your, the username's the 0380 number, and then the password, they're automatically creating the account too.
Now when I put the username in there, I got a space like 216 space 261 space 0380.
No.
That'd be okay.
No. Just put it all in there without any spaces or anything. Just the number.
Oh, hold on. Be back up. Hold it.
Okay.
Be back up. Take out the space. Okay. 261, okay, 0380, okay, now you're trying to find me password.
Yep. Hang on one second. It's still loading up the messages that it was supposed to send. Because I'm going to have to resend those to you. It automatically tried to send it to your business line. So I'm just updating this as well, so that way it's not an issue moving forward. Okay, so the password is SEO reviews.
Hold on. SEO reviews.
Reviews. All one word, no spaces. SEO. SEO reviews.
All lowercase is okay?
All lowercase is okay, John.
SEO reviews. R-E. R-E-V-I-E-W-S.
You're fine, John. You're fine. No, you're fine.
Okay. I got to put the password there. I put remember me, correct?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead and save that so that way you always have it. So this is going to be pretty blank right now, John. But what I wanted you to be able to see is there's a section on the top right. It'll say business info. Do you see that?
No,
Once you log in?
It won't let me get off the page that I typed in the username and the password.
Oh. It must not have accepted it. You put SEO reviews? You put the S at the end, reviews?
Yeah. Hey, I'll do it. I'll take it out and do it again, okay?
Okay. Take your time.
Hold on. Let me take it out and do it again.
You're fine.
SEOREVIEWS. And I got Remember Me. So, yep. Remember Me. And it ain't going nowhere. It's just stuck there. Do I supposed to click something
right.
like a football with a slash? Do I supposed to click that or something or what?
A football?
Oval shape and a slash.
No, that's like a kill button. It should automatically take you to our site. It'll say my.localsplash.com. It'll say Local Splash Advanced Reporting. It should be a tracking system you should be seeing. Because I'm in it right now. I'm looking at what you should be seeing. It's your whole tracking. So maybe when you're pressing that Remember Me, try to do it again without pressing Remember Me. Because maybe when you're doing that, it's putting like different information in there. It might be a different username and password from another site that you use on this computer that it's plugging in right there when you're pressing that.
It ain't going nowhere, Dad. I'm stuck.
Okay.
216-261-0380. I got that.
Right. And then SEO reviews.
Right.
Try again. One more time. Let's try it.
Okay. You want me to take it all out and then put it back in?
No, I mean, that's up to you. I just want to try to get you in there. You know, I can't see your computer.
I know, but I'm not in there. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll try it again. Because it's going to work. It's just something going on with the way you're logging in here. We're missing something.
Hold on. Yeah, we're missing something. Hold on. Let me take it all back out. Let's go back to username. See, when I pop up and use username, that 4646 pops up. When we put in the 216. 216? 261-0380. Okay, then here. Password. CEO.
SEO reviews.
SEO. SEO. REVIEW. EWS. I put that in. And it don't go nowhere. I just don't put it in and nothing pops up. They don't need to back out. Come on, man. Come on.
It should just be that number. Look, if you're having an issue with it, though, John, I don't want you to stress out, okay? What I'll do is I'll let them know for your client interview, because we have a client interview coming up here in about 55 minutes. I got a bunch of work I got to do on your account between then. So I'll let them know. And then you've already signed the subscription terms. So try to just be ready for that. And then I'll get in there and I'll figure out what's going on right now. And I'll go downstairs too, just to see why it's not letting you just log in and make sure it's not an issue on our end. But right now, I don't want you to stress out about it, okay? So just make sure you're ready for this phone call at the top of the hour.
Hold on. SEO.
Reviews.
I hit Remember Me, but it don't go to it. Just when you punch the information in, it just stays there. It don't go to the next step. Put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, it should. So that's why I'm saying, don't worry about it right now. We have a client interview coming up in 54 minutes. Okay. I just want you to be ready for that phone call. I'm going to work on this account and I'll also go downstairs and figure out what's going on and why it's not letting you log in. Okay. But we're going to have to get you into that at some point so that we could get your business documents, any license or insurance that you have. We want to make sure you send that over and we could provide that to the people who are finding you online.
Okay. A license. Well, that's actually, that's my daughter's name is going to show up. Is that a problem?
Not a problem at all. Nope.
Okay. Now, the insurance, that's, I've got to find a biker, for insurance.
We just want you to send in what you have. You know, they might even be lenient about if you even need to have insurance. Certain industries are different. But
no, I got insurance. That's not an issue, but they want to see
yeah.
it.
Well, no, they just want to make sure you have it. I mean, honestly, if I check the box that you have it, Google's going to be like, okay, he's got it, you know? And then they just want to make sure that we ask these things and then you verify whether you have it or not. And then we put a little badge and check mark on your listing that tells the customers that you do have it. So it's just one less step for you. That way, when you go out there, you could just get to work. You don't have to go over like, oh, are you a legitimate company or anything like that? You know, we want to leave all those questions answered way before you even get on the line with these people, you know?
Yeah, well, I got insurance. I mean, the rest of
problem.
I mean, I want the copy of the license right here. But I don't have the license of the insurance. That's all I'm saying there.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, you could always send it in later, too. The point that I'm trying to make is this ain't the only call we're going to have, you know? We have a call scheduled here in about 52 minutes. So I'm just going to, it's okay for right now. You've already signed the subscription terms. I got to notate this account and send the verification over to Google. And then they're going to call you back and do the client interview so we can customize the campaign. So I got a bunch of notes I got to do here. So I'm just going to work on this and then I'll figure out your login credentials. When we call you back at noon, I'll make sure that we got the login credentials correct and we'll get you in there. Okay.
All right.
Don't stress out about it right now. I just got to go downstairs and get it all situated.
I ain't stressing. I'll wait for the interview. They'll call me. I mean, even or if they call me on that at 0380, it rolls over to my cell. So when they call me,
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I have it scheduled on the calendar too. I sent you an invitation via email, so they'll give you a call.
Okay. All right.
All right, John. I'll talk to you soon.
No problem. See you then.
All right.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.